You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Just wanted to remind you that we have a physical prayer wall here ever since the Sound of Life has, ever since its inception back in 1985, the Sound of Life has been very out front with prayer. We've always been concerned with prayer, and right now we have, for the very first time, I do believe, we have a physical prayer wall, okay? And you can participate, and you can check it out. That's the amazing thing about technology today. You can see it offline right in our office, or you can see it online, and you can view that right at our website. Just go to soundoflife.org. Click on the prayer tab near the top of the page. Boom, there you are. You'll see post-it notes full of prayer requests. It's absolutely pretty cool. You can add your prayer there. Pray however you want to handle that. It's pretty awesome. I just wanted to pray for a man named John right now who was in a fire that left him profoundly debilitated, his friend said. Big thing is his hands can no longer play the guitar. So this friend is thinking about getting him a type of guitar that maybe he could play, you know, get back to his country music. And I just pray for restoration of John, for spirit, his soul. And I pray that God would use the people around him to bring him into a really a restored place, a sense of purpose, that John can go forward with his life and sees a purpose that he can bring God glory is what he does. All right. And just pray for his friends, for patience with him. Show him love, God's love, and be wise in what they do going forward with him. And I thank you for the life of John and for his friends that are helping him out. May God be glorified in this situation. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
I love coffee.
The Sound of Life.
Years from now, people may look at this and go, on this day in history, it was one of the lowest points totals. Well, the Super Bowl set a record for lowest point totals, and it reminded me of what happened, just a regular old basketball game. Boy, basketball is out. You know, somebody's like, well, are you watching the football? And I've been watching basketball for weeks now. We're getting into the throes of the season, because before you know it, they'll be in tournament time, and you know, I'm going to be coming up, and I've got a lot of favorite teams that are ranked. One of them my dad went to, North Carolina State. I was just talking about them a couple of days ago. It's a great game they played. They lost, but it was kind of funny where they lost this game when I looked at the score, and I thought there's something wrong with that. I thought it said final. It said final. Number 23 ranked NC State falls to number 12 ranked Virginia Tech, 47-24. And right now, a lot of the schools, you know, you're playing basketball for your school, and you're like, 24? Dude, that's like one person's output. That's like the points you get in free throws or something. It happened. It actually happened. And they have a shot clock. And it happened to a team that is ranked very high in total score. They score almost average 85 points a game. That's pretty good. And the coach said, I just couldn't believe it. It was crazy. It was almost like there was something on the rim. He said, I mean, they just came in all shapes and sizes. He said, I kept thinking in the back of my mind, well, we're playing pretty good defense, so at any moment, we're going to catch fire, and there'll be a competitive game. It just didn't happen. Even the players at Virginia Tech said, well, we weren't, like, you know, scoring a ton of points either. It was pretty amazing. He said, you never want to be a part of a loss like that. You never want to be on that side of it. So it was just kind of so strange that people maybe could empathize with it, I hope. You know, it's very difficult. You think about those young minds and very vulnerable egos out there on that floor having to endure this and thinking, what is wrong? Something's not happening. I'd never seen this before. It's kind of indicative of life, I think. You probably knew where I was going with this, right? I mean, there's times when you're like, it's just not, what is wrong? Is it? It's just almost like it's on purpose. You know, it's almost like the world, the universe is coming against me. That's just absolutely amazing. The thing is, don't rent out one of those frustration rooms where you get a big TV and a sledgehammer and just start smashing the thing. It'll take out your frustrations, and maybe some of them did that. But you have to just face it head on and say, wow, That's what we did. And I mean, in all seriousness, you know, that's the way it is and go on. Because, you know, there's things coming around the corner, like number 9th ranked North Carolina coming up tomorrow. You know, it's like, wow, we just move on. Maybe that was a really good, tough place. You know, there is one of those sayings. You don't see a cross stitch on a pillow anywhere, but it is one of those sayings that a lot of times you have to hit rock bottom so you'll know that Jesus is the rock at the bottom. And so anyway, it's just interesting. And I wanted to encourage you, you know, you think you're in the league that you're in, playing in, and the sports that you're playing in and things like that. It can happen to anybody. It really can. It can even happen on the professional level. And then, you know, what the coach says.
Well, there's no coming back from that.
You know, one thing you don't want to see on the Monday after the Super Bowl is all those plays all over again. Both scoring plays, you know, didn't take very long anyway. you know, you're like, I lived through it yesterday. Of course, the commercial's kind of taking front center again. Is this a for real app? You got to tell me if it's a for real app. But I saw this thing on Twitter. It says it's an app that will actually, it skips to the commercials. You know, most apps skip the commercials so you can get to the content of the program. This one skips the game and gets to the commercials. I thought, oh, that's kind of an interesting take on it. And of course, people weighing in on the commercials, you know, some of them unexpected endings, some of them funny. It's hard to put together something like that. And I think the consensus is the best one's the one the NFL did for itself, celebrating 100 years of the National Football League. And of course, it was in a banquet setting with a lot of former players. You kind of had to follow football for this to be funny. And some of that went way back. Like, what happens is they got a big cake in the middle. And of course, one of the players is leaning over because he can't resist. You know, the old scene that you always see at a banquet where somebody, oh, this is too tempting, you know, and he grabs for it and the football on the top of the cake falls off and somebody goes, fumble! And they're all grabbing, in case you didn't see the commercial. And I don't know if you're going to want to see it after this, but there's a scene in there with Joe Montana has the football and he's going to pass. And there's a former Dallas Cowboy guy. Hey, Joe, you know, not this time, Cowboy. That's a reference. And he's throwing to one of his favorite receivers. And there's a reference to something that actually happened anyway. And then, of course, my favorite scene was when Peyton Manning gets the ball and he throws a long pass and then he's feeling his shoulder. Ooh, that hurt. You know, like that. That's just kind of funny. They had some interesting things. And so that was kind of a thing where you watched and it was funny and you're watching the guys. And I don't know. Maybe it was a little, I don't know. Today, you never know how things are going to get critiqued nowadays. You know, you do something that just seems like it's kind of fun and innocent and typical of, you know, the kid, the competitive sports mindedness in all of us. Never. Well, there was a woman in there, wasn't there? I have to watch things about 2 or 3 times before I can make any sense.
You know, maybe there is no intelligent life out there in the universe after all.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Yep. He talked a little, but he didn't make sense.
Sound of life.
So here's another idea for schools, thanks to a Florida elementary school. Now, first of all, the Florida Elementary School, what you do is you win these, what they call Bulldog Bucks, okay? So obviously they're the Bulldogs, and the Bucks, you can redeem them for certain things in the vending machine. Of course, you get coins to put in the vending machine, but how do you earn the Bucks, okay? So you have to earn the Bucks by working hard on an assignment or committing a kind act. I don't know who's responsible for giving you the Bucks, but, they're handed to you, and then you redeem them in the office, and you get coins, and you put the coins in the vending machine, and then you got to go get a Baby Ruth bar. At least that's what I would do. Only I would be disappointed because in the vending machine, at least one of them anyway, they put books in the vending machine instead of candies. And all the parents are going, woohoo, yeah, all right. How did they get the candy vending machine in there in the first place is a whole other story. But it seems to be catching on with the students. They're very excited about that. And of course, they use their coins to buy books in the machines. And the way the principal sees it, hey, if the kids are reading, that's a win-win, right? They have to get the Bulldog Bucks by doing good things or working hard on their homework. And then, so, you know, everything seems to be incentive-based, doesn't it, in life? You know, you see that not only in elementary school, but kind of all through your life. You get things based on incentives. And that's why we're kind of programmed to think that, you know, we can, we kind of climbing a corporate ladder of spirituality sometimes, I think. Ooh, yeah, I like that, you know. But it's very difficult not to look at it that way. Even though I think it's a good thing that the school is doing. It's generally a good thing to earn things, you know. But I was just thinking, I can see that now where people would be like, you know, I'm no good. I just can't move up on the spiritual ladder. There's not one. Okay. So you just get to know God better by reading his word and praying and trusting him. Okay. To do what he has planned to do in your life. That's the thing about that. But I like what they're doing in school right there. And one kid, you know, got the bulldog bus and saw the thing and he goes,
awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Here at The Sound of Life, we play a ton of awesome faith-based music. But have you ever wondered about the story behind these songs? Well, here's a glimpse.
Hey guys, it's Zach Williams, and today I'm going to share with you just a little bit about the story behind the song Survivor. This story kind of comes from actually my wife's own personal story. At 14 years old, she survived a fire accident, and I just had this picture in my mind when I was writing part of the course that I pictured God literally pulling her out of this fire and saving her life. And I think for me, just thinking about the stories that I've heard over the last couple of years, we all have a survivor story. Maybe we've not actually been pulled out of a fire like my wife, but we've all been pulled out of something in our life that we're not happy with, or a valley that we've been living in, just surviving. And God has called us to be free. I think when we truly accept what God has in store for us and give our hearts to him, that's when we truly become survivors.
Well, you know about the cold that was especially out in the Chicago area. For a big city like that, I think it was the coldest they said it ever had. Just crazy. 30, 40 below zero. That was without the wind, and it's known as the Windy City. I mean, man, I just get cold thinking about that. And I can't believe that there was a group of 70 people who were actually living outside, making the best they could. They had propane tanks for heaters to be outside. And unfortunately, well, maybe it was a good thing that one of them got too close to a fire, and the propane tank actually exploded, got too close to a space heater. And so a fire department was called out there, and there's like over 100 propane tanks. I don't know if they had gas in them or not, but the fire department had to take them. And so a lot of the people out there, the homeless citizens, didn't have any heat at all now. So this quote-unquote good Samaritan paid for hotel rooms to house all 70 homeless people that were out there in the park until the end of the week. That's a pretty good bill right there. That's a big thing. And that is exactly what the Good Samaritan did. Now, you do realize the Samaritan's an outcast person. Jesus was telling this parable about the man who was just left to die and out in the elements. He was attacked in a place where people were. He was traveling by himself, and people who avoided him basically kind of had the right to do that because of how he was unclean. There were certain situations, you know, I can't do it now. But here was this person who was outcast by everybody. People walked around his land just to avoid the land that they lived on. That's how much of an outcast they were. He's the one who came to the rescue. And of course, that is the picture of Jesus. Every time you see, oh, a good Samaritan paid for rooms to house 70 homeless people, you think about Jesus working through somebody to actually do that. That really is Jesus with the skin on right there. I'll post that very encouraging story about the man who just, or I should say, a man or woman, the good Samaritan who put 70 people up that he didn't know, so they would be safe in the cold. Man, that's pretty, I guess, standing out there in the cold, he empathized with them. And the fact that we have the veil has been torn through Jesus on the cross, because used to, once a year, a priest, a high priest, would go into the Holy of Holies with much trepidation, and things had to be done just right. Aren't you glad that that veil has been torn in two by the new covenant? That's Jesus' blood on the cross. So we can come before the Creator, Almighty God, the Creator of the smallest and the largest and everything in between, and is sustaining it as we speak. And you can come to him as a child on the Father's lap. That's absolutely incredible. At the Sound of Life, since its inception back in the mid-80s, we've always been committed to prayer, and we have recently added something that's turning out to be pretty exciting. It is a physical prayer wall, actually on the wall, and it's basically large post-it notes with your prayer request on it. And you can view that online, and you can enter your prayer request, and you can pray as well for those other people that you may or may not know. Lift them up before our Abba Father in heaven. Submit your prayer request to be added to our prayer wall or to view the online version. Just go to our website, soundoflife.org. Click on the prayer tab near the top of the page. And someone did that, and they are praying for a couple with two little children who have many different problems and difficulties. And maybe you're thinking, wow, that could certainly be me. I don't want to name the couple. But you can check it out at soundoflife.org. But I just want to lift them up before you. In fact, any couple with little children, and that goes without saying that you have difficulties and problems, and sometimes we think it's just the absolute worst. Lord, I pray for peace and love and direction. Pray for an increased faith to trust you with these parents, Lord, that you have their best interests at heart. You have plans for them, for their good. And I thank you for those, Lord. Thank you for your encouragement and your peace that only you have, that really the world doesn't understand. I pray for those couples in Jesus' name. Amen.
I started searching on the radio in the car, and right at that particular point, the song, "There is Power in the Name of Jesus," was on. And it just, it like grabbed me.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power, power in his name.
The hair on my arm stood up, my body was tingling, and I listened to the words, and it just filled me so much at a point in time when I really needed it. And I just praise God for giving me the Sound of Life.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power, power in his name. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power, power in his name. Whoa.
The right song at the right time. The Sound of Life.
His name is Henry Asawa Tanner. Quite a distinguished gentleman there. He was very active in the 19th century. In fact, he was one of the most distinguished artists of the 19th century. He was the first African-American artist recognized internationally for his work. And, well, he should have been. I'm going to share it with you. He became known primarily for his paintings that depicted biblical themes, and I quote, in their original setting. So you have to look and see the paintings that he did to get an idea of what he was talking about in their original setting. Pretty amazing. And I will post it if everything cooperates. Okay. Technically, I will post it so you can check it out and see it. You want to do that. It's a Twitter posting, and it's really pretty cool. They will scroll through, kind of a slideshow of his paintings that became very well known. Pretty cool thing. Yeah. In their original setting. Henry Asawa Tanner.
Alrighty then.
Sometimes you kind of wonder, if God wasn't in this or not. This is a really cool story. A man, and I knew a man who was very similar to him and who was on liquid diets and things, but very serious. You know, when you saw the limitations that he had, you saw how he would walk from just out in the car into the radio station. He would be out of breath, sweating. He just carried so much weight around. And this man weighed 560 pounds. I don't know if you know anybody like that. His name is a real man. His name, they called him Dipsy. Darren is his name. And the doctors told him that he was either going to die or he could lose weight. Diet. You've got to cut back on your food. And you know what happened? Guess who came to his rescue? the very fast food restaurants that he frequented banded together. They distributed warnings to their staff not to serve Darren. And then he got a personal trainer. He's 28 years old. The man that I knew in North Carolina wasn't that old either. He's 28. He started losing weight. It can happen very fast. And when he changed his lifestyle, it happened very fast. And he lost 140 pounds in 15 weeks. Now, I'm not a medical person. I don't know. I mean, it's an awful lot of weight. You know, I just like to lose a couple pounds in 15 weeks. You know, got that to lose. But it's incredible. But I guess when you're that big, you just that kind of a drastic change. But now he can tie his own shoelaces. He can wear a seatbelt. He can actually fit in the bath. He can actually ride a bicycle. Wow. And it's an amazing story. I'll post it on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page.
That's awesome.
A great way to start your day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
I love coffee.
The sound of life.
Some years ago, I interviewed a football player. Pretty neat. He got won a Super Bowl. You know, we just came off a Super Bowl win, all the rings, all the hoopla, all that stuff. He played with the Indianapolis Colts when Peyton Manning played there. He was the punter. Hunter Smith played there. He knew Tony Dungy, went under him. He's from Texas. He's also into Christian music. But he was just talking about the feeling that he had. Unbelievably, he said the confetti had not finished falling on that field when he kind of was feeling, is this all there is? Kind of feeling that. Now, along comes Clint Gresham, who is a player, played for a while with the Seattle Seahawks. Played, 6-8 years, something like that. And he won a Super Bowl in the time that he played with them in 2014. He said, I kept waiting for this thing to make me happy the way that I thought it would, and it hasn't. And now I'm actually kind of scared about that because I've made this my life pursuit. And I got a Super Bowl championship, and I'm still wanting more. And that's exactly what Hunter Smith said. He wrote a book called The Jersey Effect, which basically was the effect that the jersey has on you since you were, 6-8 years old, coming up through the ranks, playing every year. You knew what you were going to be doing. You knew what you were doing in the off season. You knew how to live your life. You knew what you were doing when the football season started. You put that uniform on, the jersey came on. You knew how to act. You were on a field. You had rules. You knew how to act. And a lot of these guys are retiring. They're in their 30s. Now, they may have a lot of money. They may have restaurants and businesses and things like that that make them money and stuff, but what are they going to do? You know, is there something for them to do? They just think, well, I'll play golf every day. You know, I'll go fishing and play golf every day. It'll be great. He said, that's great for a month. And then after that, what are you going to be doing? You have this feeling of emptiness. Wow, it's interesting, isn't it? Out of something we just saw celebrated and that the world put so much time and effort and stuff into, you know. And I bet you a player after player would say that. Yeah, you know, when you're thinking about it, you're like, wow, you know, it's the ultimate win, the ring, the Super Bowl, you know, and it just feels kind of empty. Still waiting for this thing to make you happy. It's a pretty neat article. I'm going to post on the, I went on a little bit too much, but it's kind of interesting thought, isn't it?
Soundoflife.tv is your online resource for media content to move you closer to God. You'll find quality programming to instruct and encourage you any time of the day. Log on to soundoflife.org and click on the tab to connect to soundoflife.tv. Media moving you closer to God. The Sound of Life.
Gateway Church, it's kind of known as, that's where Carrie Job came out of. They have like three worship teams that make CDs and everything there, I think. It's considered a mega church. It's considered in Dallas, but it's about 25, 30 miles from Dallas. I think you can, if you stand on a rock, you can see the buildings of Dallas from the church. So, it's one of those churches that somebody like me would go into and you can't help. Let's be honest. I mean, it's loaded. I mean, they got a whole kids wing that's got all kinds of stuff. I think they have a gift shop. And they have a cafeteria, things like that in the church, but they do a lot of stuff. And last Sunday, their lead pastor, Pastor Robert Morris, of Gateway Church said this from the pulpit.
I want to make a surprise announcement because it's been something we've been working on for a while, but we haven't told the whole church yet, but we have a new campus.
And he went on to say, watch this video and you'll see where our new campus is. And very quickly you find out that the new campus was planted at the Caulfield Unit Maximum Security Prison in Anderson County in Texas. 650 inmates attended the first Gateway service back in November. And since then, over 500 men have dedicated their lives to Jesus. Robert Morris said at Gateway, he was telling Fox News, by the way, he said at Gateway Church, we're all about people because God is all about people. Many of the men and women inside prison have been forgotten by society, but we want them to know we love them, God loves them, and they are our brothers and sisters in Christ. And as he was saying, what they do is it's satellite fed, and they watch the service there from the prison that's going on at the Gateway Church. And of course, they had quite a welcoming committee.
We'd love to have you be a part.
And kind of a standing ovation for planting a church.
Not only did I adopt you, but I put the spirit of my son in you so that you also would call me your father.
So part if of it that wasn't message. For the ministry of Gateway or what they do, then we probably wouldn't experience some of the stuff that we're experiencing right now.
You got that right. It's pretty amazing. According to Fox News, the Caulfield campus is set up to run like any other campus, and it gives the inmates the opportunity to serve. They're tasked with greeting service attendees, being ushers, operating audio and visual equipment, forming a worship team, and staffing the service according to what they said. That's absolutely amazing. It's they actually have their own pastor there, Stephen Wilson, who is an ex-offender. Isn't that something? And he turned his life around, went to seminary school, which led him to share the gospel in prisons. And he has planned for this ministry started 7 years ago. And, of course, now it has happened. And a tremendous amount of, 500, just that quick, from November to now, 500 inmates have given their life to Jesus. That is pretty astounding. It's a pretty good, that's what they call fruit on a tree that starts out as a little sapling 7 years ago. Very similar to a fruit tree as it watches and it grows. And at times you wonder, man, is this thing going to really happen? Is this, is it worth it? Is it going to be accepted? And then you have 500 decisions to follow Christ inside this, maximum security here. So it's really pretty cool. And that is the news from Gateway Church. Well, the coffee shop is in Indiana. It would be Cafe Fresco. A little small staff in there, man. I bet that is the place to be in the morning. It's owned by a 31-year-old former nanny, and her name is Brianne. And she opened the coffee shop 6 years ago on a whim, and she started writing uplifting messages for the customers. And the reaction is overwhelmingly positive. So she is taking it a step further by challenging them to perform good deeds for a free cup of Joe. What an ingenious idea. This is off the charts. She estimates she's given out thousands of free cups of coffee. She follows her own advice. Instead of pocketing the cash from the store's tip jar, she pays it forward every month. She's living it. She's walking the walk. And not just, talking about it. She puts the good deeds that you have to do on the sleeve, the sleeve to keep you from burning your fingers and that you put over your hot cup of coffee there. So she writes them in there, and I don't know how she keeps track of it. You can read the article. that sounds good to me.
Ooh-wee, that's a nice sound.
I'll put the article on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The sound of life.
Yes, and that kind of leads me into tax time. Make sure that the IRS and you are fully known. That's the thing right there. And as Rachel Cruz says, there's some fun topics around money that I love talking about, but the topic of taxes is not one of them. Generally, it can be confusing and actually a little scary because you're dealing with a very powerful branch of the government. But that's a whole different topic. And you're never really sure if you've left money on the table. See, that's the thing. All right. So there are some basic terms that she is going to go over in a video so you'll feel less confused and more confident about taxes. Maybe you don't need this. Maybe you do. And they sound very simple. You've probably all heard them. Tax bracket, deduction, claim, itemize, standard deduction, tax credits, withholding, and more. But the thing is, you know, do you really understand them? Okay. And she's got this cool video, and I'm going to post it for you so you have an opportunity to look at it. You spend 12 minutes watching it, and maybe you'll learn something, all right, and help you out. And maybe you'll go, okay, I feel better now about dealing with tax time that is coming up, okay? So hope that's good. You look for it on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook news feed.
I love your show.
Thank you.
It's Cup of Joe Morning Show.
You probably don't know Pat Barrett. If you know what Johnny Diaz looks like, to me, he could be his brother. Easily. He is a worship leader in the city of Atlanta, and he's got a song out. And another song right here is Pat Barrett explaining his new song, Build My Life.
Build My Life is one of those songs that is so important to me because it really has helped me keep my eyes set on Jesus during times where life has been very unpredictable and uncertain, and I've walked through a lot of change. If I've learned anything in my short time on the planet, it's that life rarely ever cooperates with our planning. And during those times, we can struggle to get our footing. And the invitation of Jesus is always to plant our feet on solid ground. And he talks about it in Luke chapter 6. He tells this story about a man who dug a foundation and built his house upon a rock. And the storm came, the wind blew, and the house withstood the storm. And a lot of times in life, the storm reveals the foundation that we've built our lives upon. And the invitation from Jesus is always to not just build your life on money and to build your life on your career and to build your life on popularity and to build your life on trying to make your own name in the world. Those things cannot withstand the twists and turns that happen in life. But the invitation for Jesus is always to build our life upon the rock, the one who is unchanging and who can sustain us. So I hope this song is an encouragement to you.
Well, last Sunday at a church outside of Dallas, they always say they're in Dallas, but I guess if you're in New York, the Gateway Church is in Dallas. It's kind of known because they're a mega church, and they're known because Kerry Job came out of there. But look, I've been to that church. They've got like three worship teams that make CDs and everything. It truly is a big church. And I'll be honest with you. You know, as you're walking the halls of the kids center with all the murals and stuff on the side, they have a gift shop in the kids center. Okay. I mean, and they have one of the most fabulous rooms where the youth can listen to music. That's where we're listening to Mercy Me and Francesca Battistelli. It was pretty awesome. You got to admit, you're kind of like, well, they think they're so good. You know, I mean, make a church like that. Well, last Sunday, they had an announcement. Their pastor, he's kind of well known, Robert Morris, and he started it like
this. I want to make a surprise announcement because it's been something we've been working on for a while, but we haven't told the whole church yet. But we have a new campus.
Ooh, so they're kind of, you know, mega churches are known for their campuses, and he introduced a video that showed where their new campus was. And in 7 minutes, I'll share about this vision they had a few years ago and what they started.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
Difference between life and death. That's an exaggeration. Okay, a little bit. It is.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The sound of life.
A few minutes ago, I was talking about Robert Morris, the pastor for Gateway Mega Church. It is in outside of Dallas there. And they announced during Sunday service, they had a big announcement. Because they had a new campus had been planted. And what he went on to show was a video of the inmates at Cofield Unit Maximum Security Prison in Anderson County. They are looking, tied in by satellite, looking in the church there at Gateway Church, the home church, watching them, and is introducing them as the new campus. And boy, did that get people excited.
We'd love to have you be a part.
That's what he told them. He got a standing ovation from the audience there.
Not only did I adopt you, but I put the spirit of my son in you so that you also would call me your father.
That's part of his message to the 650 inmates that attended the very first Cofield Gateway service back in November. They just started this in November, but the idea was, I think, like 7 years old. The campus is pastored by Stephen Wilson, who is an ex-offender. He got out. He went to seminary, of course, turned his life around. It led him to share the gospel in prisons. And his plan for the prison started 7 years ago, and it has now finally happened. So when you do something like this, you have this idea, and you work at it, and you explore, and doors open, and doors close, and, you know, it's kind of growing. Isn't it a lot like a fruit tree? You see that? If you're a fruit farmer, you know good and well. You're like, oh, yeah, 7 years. I mean, man, that can stretch out. That can stretch out. It's interesting. I'm not throwing out the number seven as any kind of special number. I mean, it kind of is. But anyway, it just happened to be that way. But you kind of wonder if this idea is a God idea. And if it is, of course, when that tree gets right, when it gets to the fruit-bearing age, then it will bear fruit. How about 500 men dedicating their lives to Jesus as part of that fruit? Isn't that pretty cool? No wonder they were getting a standard ovation. The pastor, Morris, said, at Gateway Church, we're all about people because God is all about people. Many of the men and women inside prison have been forgotten by us, society. We wanted them to know we love them and God loves them and they are our brothers and sisters in Christ. I have the feeling that this will be the start of, and that's been done before. There have been, Jesus has gone into a lot of prisons. It's pretty amazing. The interesting thing is, I mean, it's just like any other campus church that they set up. The inmates have the opportunity to serve. They are tasked with greeting. They do the service. They're ushers. They operate the audio and visual equipment. They form a worship team staffing the service according to what they were saying. So really cool thing. I posted the article about it on the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page. February. Oh, I said it. Feb is Black History Month. And I remember hearing about it for the very first time. I just remember that somehow I was thinking, well, why do we need that? And lately, I have, well, in the last few years, I've come to realize that a lot of that history has just been lost or just never was recorded to begin with. Along comes a man in the late 1800s. He was born in the late 1800s. He ended up becoming the second person ever to receive a doctorate degree from Harvard. His name is Carter G. Woodson, and he is now known as the father of Black history. He dedicated himself to the history of the African American, and he wrote dozens of books. And in February, on February the 7th, in 1926, he started what we now know as Black History Month. It, of course, wasn't named that in 1926. But he really, really worked hard. He lobbied schools, as you can imagine, and people, and really, you know, it was a lifelong work to get what we now know as that. And I had the recent pleasure of reading a book which had the research on it must have been incredibly extensive. It was about a man born into slavery in Maryland in the 1800s. Can I even imagine trying to find out the history of that? Must have been something. This is absolutely incredible. And that's when I think about that history, so much of that history, the history of this particular man was completely lost. And I mean, it was just out of the public eye and stuff. It just wasn't publicized. His name, and if you know me, you probably heard me mention it before. His name is Josiah Hinson. He happened to be the man that was used for the character in the book, Uncle Tom's Cabin. And when people read Uncle Tom's Cabin and then found out the real history, they kind of fussed at Harriet Beecher Stowe. They said, you went easy, which is saying something there. But he was a fascinating man, and I highly recommend you read the biography of him. It's called The Road to Dawn, The Road to Dawn. And I don't want to give away everything, but the first half of the book, I just could not put down. I just could not. As absolutely gut-wrenching, unbelievable history. It's incredible. But a lot of that, because a lot of that is coming out thanks to Carter G. Woodson. And now I think I know why Black History Month is in February to honor him, because he started it on this day in February in 1926. Some meager beginnings, but it kind of opens the door for other people to do research. And a lot of the, you know, they build on what he did, and that is an amazing thing. So kudos to Carter.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
I was looking at Crown Point, Indiana. I know it's like a suburb of Chicago, which, you know, it's kind of interesting. Indiana was always in the Eastern time zone, mainly because they wanted to be. But it caused some interesting issues, which I'll tell you about. But Crown Point is near there, and they have a really cool coffee shop that puts positive messages on your coffee. I just thought that was really cool. And a 31-year-old woman owns it. And she said, you know, I just want to try to be like, add some positive light to their day. You know what the reaction has been? Overwhelmingly positive. Pretty amazing. And so, in fact, she stepped it up a notch. On the sleeves, on the hot cup sleeve, she puts some challenges in there, good things to do, like bring some supplies to a clothing shelter, something like that. And if you do that, she'll give you a free cup of coffee. She said, man, over the years, I've handed out thousands of free cups of coffee, which actually means that people are doing good deeds to get the free cup of coffee. It's pretty cool. And they probably do it and enjoy it, and they're like, you know, I don't even care about the coffee anymore. It's pretty cool. It's amazing what you can start. But I just, it reminded me of being in that corner of the country in kind of an odd situation there with the time zone. When Gary, Indiana, a lot of people lived in Gary, Indiana, and they worked in Chicago. It was an hour difference, you know. So you could leave at 7 in the morning and get there at 7 in the morning. It's kind of neat. Really? So a man showed up at the commuter train station in Gary, Indiana, and the train's going to Chicago. And it left at 7 in the morning, and it gets downtown Chicago at 7:05. And the person behind the counter said, would you like a ticket? And he said, no, but I sure would like to watch it take off.
Inconceivable!
So yesterday, I saw this video of a man who is a well-known illusionist. He calls himself a magician, but it's definitely an illusion. That's what they are. They're illusionists. And his name is Carbonaro. So he sets up these pretty elaborate displays and things like that and films them. It's a version of Candy Camera, if you remember that. And it can be really funny. So he was in a store that's called the Micro Center. They must be out west or Midwest or something. Micro Center. It's like an electronic store and things like that. And it was a slow day. I think it was a snowy day and stuff. But he has this micro fridge that's technically, it's like Bluetooth connected to the cloud so that you can fill it with produce right there in your home. And according to him, you pay a subscription and then it has a menu on the front. You can just select what you want. You know, it's a push button and boom, boom, boom. You select milk and this and it tells you how much it fills the refrigerator. 10, 15, 20, 30% of your refrigerator is full with what you're going to get. And then you sync it with the cloud. And the thing that's interesting is it buys into what you really can do. You know, as I was saying before, you can store photographs of grandma in the cloud. And then if somebody wants one of them, you just look them up on your phone, you highlight it, bink, you know, push a few buttons, and then you can print it, Bluetooth. You know, there's no wires, there's no other thing. So it really plays into that technology. So people actually start wondering if this is true. And they start losing their minds. I mean, they're not thinking. You know, this poor man comes in. He's on a mission. He sees the display, and he asks how it works. And this man is telling him, you know, Carbonaro is explaining to him how it works. And he puts in a few items and he syncs it and you watch it on the front of the refrigerator, you know, something typical that you would have on an app on the phone. And then it syncs and bing, it's in the refrigerator and he opens the door and there's your bananas and your milk and your vegetables and stuff. And the guy's like, that's unbelievable. And he's thinking, you're so used to things coming in like that on your phone and stuff that you kind of forget that doesn't happen. How does that happen? And then finally he gets on the phone. He wants to tell his wife and stuff. Carbonara has to go. He has to get something from the back, of course. And he comes back and he says, well, to tell you the truth, he says,
it works with the, what's it called? The Carbonaro effect.
All right. I'm going to put you on.
Sir, have you heard of that before? The Carbonaro effect?
No.
Oh, you haven't heard of the Carbonaro effect? Oh, the Carbonaro effect is the name of a hidden camera magic TV show.
Oh. Okay, do a demonstration.
Like a prank TV show?
Do a demonstration where you pick stuff and it comes in.
What do you mean?
Howard,
what if I told you that you were on that magic TV show right now?
I'd be amazed.
You are on that TV show right now.
Red TV?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
So what did I win?
No. You win the smart fridge. Unfortunately, it doesn't work.
So this whole thing is like a hoax.
Yeah, this was a hoax. My name's Michael Carpenter. I'm on the
team. Of course it's a hoax. You can't get bananas in your
so
refrigerator.
How did they get in there? Isn't that cool?
So I thought it was a trick.
It was a trick. It was a trick. I'm a magician. This hidden camera's here today.
Unbelievable.
It's a very interesting. I was taken by the fact that the man was kind of blinded to the fact. You know, if I just said, hey, listen, I've got a refrigerator with nothing in it, and I close the door, what do you want in it? Bananas? Okay, bing, and there's bananas. You're like, you would know that that's a trick. But I put all this technology kind of stuff that we use today in our phones and things, and somehow it makes it really believable. And this poor man was really going for it. I kind of felt bad for it because he's like, oh, no, this is not real. I can't really have it. I was so excited. I was getting a brochure and everything. I think maybe days like this, I think this might have been described in Revelation in the Bible. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm going to go back and look. But I think maybe something like this might have been described. It's very deceiving. So be on the lookout for it. And no, you cannot get vegetables in your refrigerator Bluetooth via the cloud, at least yet anyway.
Good morning, good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
And here's how we can be happier. You want to know how you can be happy? Surefire way you can be happier. But you're probably not going to like what I'm going to say. You know what's coming, right? If you deactivate Facebook for 4 weeks, researchers have shown you won't know as much, but you will certainly be happier. That's right. That's the latest study, and it's measured the effects of social media on a person's life. Now, the researchers were at New York University and Stanford University, big-time schools, and that's what they found. Deactivating Facebook for 4 weeks could alter your behavior and state of mind. The study found that temporarily quitting Facebook led people actually to spend more time, of course, offline. You're just kind of offline. Hey, you get to watch TV. Something that we used to be like, back in my day, it was like, we watch too much TV. It's destroying our society. Now we want you to watch TV. But you will socialize with family and friends more. And it's pretty cool. You know what that happens like when it's really fun in the summertime because it's warm out, you know, and you don't have to worry about freezing to death or anything. When you have a storm and the power goes out and you're sitting around with the candles on and you're doing talking to each other and you go, hey, this is kind of neat, right? It's kind of neat. The researchers also found that the deactivation freed up on average an hour per day for people who did it. Now, the thing is, they didn't really set out with any kind of goals. Of course, Facebook really was created to be just a community of people and friends to be supportive and stuff like that. But, you know, things always have unintended consequences. And as the meme said that I saw recently with the old rotary phone, when we were tied by cable to the wall, we were actually freer. Well, it was very interesting. I've had a lot of really amazing thoughts on that, and being one of those people that's in the media, and of course the media now is in social media, because that's how we communicate a lot in social media. Your church is on social media and stuff. So being without Facebook for 4 weeks, that'd be quite a challenge. The Sound of Life. That's a new song from We Are Messengers. Maybe It's Okay is the name of the song. Of course, to not be okay right now. Life is a journey. You're going through it. Doesn't it feel good to be on the other side? Well, you've been on the other side of things. You've come through things. Remember those. Remember those times. Boy, I do. I remember times when I thought, oh, I'm going to make this, you know. And yeah, it is never as bad as I thought it was going to be. So there we are. That's why God says, remember those times I got you through. Trust me in the future. Yes, coming up on 6:35 on a rainy, very mild day for the 1st of Feb. Really cool. It's kind of neat to be, I guess, you know, it's like, oh, that's coming to an end. Well, no kidding. I'm just thankful it's not going to be 10 below. You know, 30s is kind of normal. That's what we're going to have tomorrow. So it's kind of a neat thing. At least we're not in Minnesota. I mean, I kept saying that even when it was 5 below or 10 below or whatever it was we had not all that long ago. That really, oh man, I've heard comedians talk about that, you know, as not being weather, but being God telling you to get out of here. I mean, it's really serious weather, but something really cool happened, we found out about. Picture this, right? It's a cold night and you're in Minnesota and you're going out to put the garbage out. Tim Kerfman, he's taking the garbage out last week. And he's going out with his dog, which is a 4-year-old black lab mix, of course, named Midnight. And the dog started behaving unusual, which is true. I've seen this happen with dogs. If it's something that you look and you're like, that's, they've never done that. You know, something's wrong. You can tell. And you should follow up on it. You really should. He was really behaving unusual. And so Mr. Kerfman followed his dog to the other side of the house. Lo and behold, he found his neighbor, who happened to be an 87-year-old woman who only wanted to be identified as Noreen. She was laying in the snow. All right. And he said, what are you doing down there? And she said, I came out to fill the bird feeder and I took a fall. She was in dangerously cold weather. I mean, you know, if you're going to be out, it's just for a little bit, all bundled up. And so, of course, she was rescued. So it's kind of neat. So the lesson is, if you don't have a dog, then I would highly suggest that you get one so that you can save your neighbor.
There are two types of people in the world, and they both love the Cup of Joe Morning Show.
I'm Joe. It's Cup of Joe Morning Show here on a rainy Friday morning. Kind of looking forward to that warm. You know, we got a window of clearing skies and really mild before winter comes in again. I want to be picture like Charles Stanley doing a Sunday morning service and say, listen, just listen close. This is really good. It's from Darlene Check. She said, you know, we all have times of uncertainty in our lives, but this is what I know to be sure. Anytime you're feeling unsure or fearful of the future, anytime the longing in your soul becomes almost unbearable in the time of waiting, there is always a way to walk straight into the security of the arms of our great God. In fact, our expectation, what we are looking for, actually seems to be the breeding ground for the miraculous in our lives. Your expectation, right? She loves the hymn. We probably sung it, you know, unless you're really new to church. Robert Robinson Body, probably don't recognize that name. I mean, he wrote it. It's called Come Thy Fount of Every Blessing. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take it and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Rather than wandering through his life with no sense of leaning into the unknown, we can hear this hymn writer's prayers cry out for his heart to be tied to the mysteries of God, and his love song to trust of trust rises once more to the God he knows is so very close to him and his circumstances. Rather than settling for a casual commitment, He is looking for more. The power of expectation sets his sights on the courts above. She goes on. It's quite a neat daily devotional. Well, actually, it's called Devotionals Daily from Faith Gateway. I'll try to. But since producer Wayne is here, I probably can produce it. I probably can somehow figure out how to post it to the Cup of Joe Morning Show Facebook page. So where were we? A 10-year-old boy who happens to be living in South Africa, but he's a 10-year-old boy. They're like they, you know, kids are kids all over the world. Pretty amazing. So his mom stopped in the gas station, and he met the attendant, and they got to be friends. The attendant's name is Tony. And so they got to, you know, they've been seeing each other ever since. And having, you know, conversations and stuff like that. And Tony just happened to ask them if they would be on the lookout for a reasonably priced bike for him. Imagine if you walk everywhere and then a bicycle, the freedom that brings, pretty amazing. And Vaughn, the kid, the 10-year-old, he said, you know what? I'm going to get you one. Okay. So a few days later, Vaughn asked his mother if he could use his own money to purchase a new bike for Tony. They cracked open his piggy bank and used all the money to buy Tony a bicycle. A kid, he met a guy, he had a need, and he makes a bicycle. It may have taken a while because, they probably, they talk and stuff like that. But I thought, man, that is really incredibly, really good news. Brighten your day right there.
If you didn't know, from my dad.
And your dad is right here, Wayne.
Happy Friday, Joe.
All right, here we go. Things I didn't know. Lay them on me.
All right, we got new music in rotation on the station once again. New song by 4 King and Country called God Only Knows.
God Only Knows. All right, I need to do a better job. That's actually a powerful song.
It's a good song, and I really, really like that
you
song.
You like
a lot.
That, don't
I like
you?
It a lot. Yeah. I've been putting it on repeat over in the office back there.
Oh, man.
You know, we've been playing their song Joy, too, on the station for quite a while. And if you remember, I'm sure you remember, Joe, it was even the theme song for our fall fundraiser called Days of Joy.
Days of Joy.
Yeah, it was part of the inspiration for the name Days of Joy. Well, here's a save the date for the Sound of Life family. It's a reminder that our Spring Days of Joy fundraiser will be on the air March 19th, 20th, and 21st.
Hip hip hooray for spring! Come on, man!
Yes, yeah. Yes. It just brightens everything up, and the possibilities, like the possibilities of a whole new year.
Be an exciting time. So save the date, March 19th, 20th, and 21st.
That's it, Spring Days of Joys. And I believe, Joe, that God is going to really do great things through the ministry here this year. And to our family members out there, if you're supporting us, you are part of all that.
I believe!
Absolutely. You are the hugest part of all that.
You don't like me singing, do you?
Okay. I don't mind it at all.
Sorry.
Joe and I would like you, everyone, to really just start to think about how you might be able to further support the Sound of Life radio ministry. Tammy, my wife, and I, we've been thinking about it ourselves, Joe. We already financially support the station. I work here. I work here. But we've decided, you know, we talked about it the other night, that we can increase our monthly gift by just $10 a month.
Wow, that's nice. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's really pretty big. That's huge. Really.
You know, again, it's one of those things. It's not a lot. We can do it. We can afford that increase. And if everybody, if the whole family did that, the Sound of Life family did that by $10 a month, would help us out tremendously.
Oh, you do
tremendously.
It. It makes a big difference.
It does.
Thank you very much. Thanks for being an example.
Well,
appreciate
just a thought I wanted to share.
I love you, man.
Thank you, Joe. I love you, too. And we'll be talking about this more in the upcoming weeks. So, Joe, I've got some upcoming events and concerts. You've mentioned them previously, but we're going to go over them one more time. Sound of Life Weekend at Word of Life.
Big deal.
It's going to be great. April 12th through the 14th with Josh Wilson and speaker Matt Eaches. And
of course, I refuse.
You can go to the Sound of Life website and look for the banner on that. We've also got banners up there for Worship in the Adirondacks.
Wow.
That's coming. It's a little bit later in the year, June 28th and 29th.
Yep.
But a lot of big bands. Who are you saying is going to be there this year?
Danny Gokey's big. Kerry Jobe's big. And some of the usuals, like Brothers McClurg.
Yep. Dave Pettigrew is going to be there.
Dave Pettigrew.
Yeah. There's. I want to say there's. It seemed like there was maybe 8 to 10 different bands listed
very
so
great.
Far.
Yep. It's a great atmosphere. Very relaxed. And hopefully it won't be 110 million degrees this year.
Yeah. You told me about the sweltering heat.
Figure we all need hoodies. So this year, bring the sweatshirt and hoodies and jacket because you'll probably need them.
I'm going to come with an extra bag of stuff now. I'll be ready. Thanks to you. We got something else coming up called Laugh All Night Comedy Concerts or Comedy Series. Yeah, it's a free comedy for the entire family.
What's that?
Free.
Free.
Unlike a lot of the things we mentioned, this one is free.
Wow.
No charge. 2 days.
Woo!
Friday, May 3rd at 7 p.m. at the First AG Church in Port Jervis. And the second show is the next day, Saturday, May 4th at 7 p.m. at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Saratoga Springs.
That's great.
So free comedy, clean comedy, Christian, right? Clean, free comedy.
Oh, absolutely.
You can bring the kids.
Yeah.
You can bring grandma, and it's free.
You won't understand what's going on, but if God just sees it, that's just a joke. They're way funnier than I am. Way funnier, yes.
So, Joe, these are being coordinated by a ministry I know you know a little bit more about than I do called New Missions.
Yeah, it's a kind of a neat idea to have a comedy as a show to make people aware of the New Missions effort. They started in Haiti. Now, I guess they branched over not only to Haiti, but the Dominican Republic as well. Mm-hmm. Tim DeTellis, who I have met, whose parents actually started that. Those guys, they literally slept on the beach for, I don't know, 6 months or whatever.
Over in Haiti?
In Haiti. Wow. This is way before the earthquake and all that. They was years ago. They started their caring for kids and that's the main thing. When you go into a third world country, you've got all these children, and the thing to do is to take care of their basic needs.
Exactly.
Try to get them in school.
Yeah, yeah. Try to lift up that new generation so that the poverty doesn't increase, generationally.
Absolutely.
And I know you know what it's like because you were just in the DR.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. My wife, Tammy, was in Haiti after the earthquake on a medical mission over there. So you guys have seen firsthand the poverty and the need that
comes.
Sure.
I mean, it's all over the world. There's just tons and tons of needs. But it's like we can do something, right?
Yeah, we can all do a little something.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Isn't it crazy to consider all the people lacking in the world, especially when, you hear things like this? Just found this out.
I'm listening.
I don't know if I should mention the name of the company, but we all know about it, right?
Okay.
We either go to what? Sam's or Costco.
Big box stores,
So it's one of those. Flip the coin and figure it out. You figure it out. Their latest offering is a bucket of macaroni and cheese. Yes, a 27-pound bucket. I think I'm going to be sick. It's a real thing. It was created by the brand Chef's Banquet. The bucket consists of 180 servings of macaroni and cheese.
And I love mac and cheese, but my stomach's turning when you said 27 pounds.
Mine is too. I have to go now. I'm sorry. I have to go. We'll come back maybe with some in a couple of songs.
Sounds good, Joe.
Maybe we'll come back with something really great.
We'll let the stomach sound.
We'll talk about all the varieties of chocolates you can get. The person you love for Valentine's. I'm just teasing. No, actually, but they are Valentine's gifts ideas. How about that?
Sounds great. All right, Joe, it's that time of year again. We're going to celebrate our loved ones this Valentine's Day.
Woo, it is coming up so fast.
February 14th.
Every year. It's like, what? Is it tomorrow? What? Is it today? Uh-oh.
I know. The main thing is that we remember it and we do not forget.
Oh, well.
Especially for wives, girlfriends, loved ones.
I haven't remembered it yet. You know what I mean?
I hear you. All right, Joe, I hear you've got some gift ideas for the wife this year.
Actually, I do. Of course, I would. Consider a monthly subscription. Okay, like maybe your husband loves coffee. Can't imagine it. But they have a coffee of the month. That's kind of cool. That's a pretty big gift. Maybe it's wine, maybe a wine of the month. Maybe chocolate of the month. You can do that. Or book of the month. Yeah, remember those? Hardback books, softback books.
Books.
Tons of monthly subscription clubs are on the web.
Yeah.
It's the gift that gives all year long. Yeah.
It's true. These things get really popular. Maybe last year or the year before, there's hundreds. I mean, anything you can think of.
Really?
I was mentioning to you earlier, you can get jerky of the month. I mean, it goes chicken wing of the month, hot sauce of the month. It goes on and on.
Fishing lure of the month.
I would guarantee you there's one there.
It might be a good idea.
Yeah. So, for the husband, going down the same thing, there's craft beer of the month.
Oh, you're just saying that because you're the husband.
If you've got someone who works in an office environment, necktie of the month.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
And here's one that's really cool because we've all been told, if you talk to your friends, we're all so busy having a date with your spouse.
Right?
Once a month, they say to get out.
You can do that? I haven't really figured it out,
but you can. Yeah, there's a dinner and a movie club. Comes with an Italian-based pasta meal, gourmet popcorn, and a Redbox gift card.
Wow! All right, how about that?
Yeah, so you'll be home. You're not getting out of the house, so to speak.
I see.
But
okay,
it's a date
okay,
night, right? It's a date night. It's, you know, some people are too busy to get out. They've got a lot of kids. They can't go to the movies. Or, Joe, you could just, if you want to make me happy, you can get me that 27-pound bucket of mac and cheese.
Inconceivable!
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter on The Sound of Life, Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events and contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.